This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
If you get COVID, should you isolate for 5 days, 10 days? Well, depends. Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Ullern for David Brancaccio. The CDC said yesterday that people who have been infected with COVID-19 and are asymptomatic may leave isolation after 5 days. Those folks should still wear a mask while around others, but this opens the door for folks to return to work faster and is aimed at alleviating some stress on particular industries, like healthcare, where staff shortages are high. Now, one company that won't be needing more workers to come in New York City at least, is Apple. Marketplace's Nova Safo explains why.
Apple closed all of its 12 retail locations in New York. No customers allowed for indoor shopping, but they can pick up online orders at the stores. The move comes as new daily infections in the city spike from a low of about 1,000 a month ago to roughly 20,000 now. Broadway performances have once again been canceled. The Metropolitan Museum of Art has brought back capacity restrictions. There is a similar spike nationwide, leading many businesses to once again delay back-to-office plans. New York State is experiencing some of the highest infection numbers right now. To help maintain services, state officials came out ahead of the CDC's announcement, shortening quarantine periods for fully vaccinated essential workers who catch COVID from 10 days to 5. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Following those widespread power outages here in Texas in February, a lot of attention was put on supply failures. Whether you want to point the blame at wind or natural gas, that's where the criticism was focused. Well, a new working paper is shedding light on the fact that energy demand has also increased substantially in Texas and around the world. Blake Schaefer is a co-author of the paper. He's an economics professor at the University of Calgary and a former energy trader. Professor Schaefer, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I think what this paper's trying to tell us to do, you tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, is to look at the other side, right? We need to think about demand when we're thinking about how the electricity grid works, yeah?
Yeah, nice summary. I think the answer there is in the aftermath of that February event, all the conversation was about supply. It, as one would expect, it sort of devolved into a bit of a blame match as to, you know, which segment of supply was at fault and trying to understand that. And ours was really just shedding light on the fact of, you know, hey, folks, demand's increased quite a bit. More specifically, the sensitivity of demand to cold temperatures has risen a lot. And we need to take that into account when we're thinking about our future needs.
There's also an element here of efficiency, right? Turning toward more efficient heat pumps, I guess, just sort of thinking about the way that we're actually using that energy that's being distributed to us.
Yeah, this came up a lot in people discussing our article. We're looking at this increase in sensitivity to cold temperatures, really motivated by the fact that the share of homes in Texas heated by electricity has risen by about 10 percentage points. But most of that is pretty inefficient resistance heating, baseboard heaters, space heaters, and the like. As that becomes heat pumps, now heat pumps are much more efficient. So what we should find is kind of two things. One is the demand for energy overall in cold temps won't be as extreme as what we're estimating here. That's a good thing. But a lot of folks brought up that, you know, at the real extremes, a lot of the heat pumps that are in place are likely to be in place in Texas, they struggle at those temperatures. There's other options, though. There's heat pumps that work better in cold temperatures. And that's something that would need to be thought about in Texas.
One of the things that co-author of this paper, Josh Rhodes, and I talked about is sort of this idea of, did the Texas legislature, did sort of regulators do enough to make sure that an extreme event like that doesn't cause sort of the breakdown that it did in February? And he told me, and I'm curious to get your take on this too, probably, you know, this year it's not going to get as cold. And so we're not going to have that sort of empirical evidence of, did they do enough?
What I think we'll find is most likely it won't be as extreme. I mean, those extremes don't occur, every year. And what you'll find, of course, is that, you know, 1 year removed, well, maybe we don't want to spend as much money on reliability. 2 years out, I don't even remember that issue. And we know this because as people dissected the problems of 2021, they went back to the history of 2011 in ERCOT. And the challenges there and all the proposals of how to fix it that never saw the light of day. And I think it's, you know, if you make it through the next winter, there's not much motivation for politicians to add costs onto the power system to consumers. That's not a winning strategy. And so that may well be the case. I think Josh is probably correct in that we might skirt through a winter and then the sort of focus on this will slowly dissipate.
Blake Schaefer is a professor at the University of Calgary and co-author of the working paper, Changing Susceptibility to Cold Weather in Texas Power Demand. Professor Schaefer, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
A lot happened in 2021. You can weigh in on what you think was most newsworthy by taking our end of the year marketplace poll. You can find it right now at our homepage. That's marketplace.org. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Erica Soderstrom. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.